Friday morning show. It's about that time for Love and War. On the phone, who we have?
We have Corey, and I love these because this is an actual gentleman that's called in, or actually sent us an email, and he's concerned about his relationship. So when a man takes out the time to do this kind of thing, it's really near and dear to my heart. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Now tell us why you hit us up. You think your girlfriend might be cheating on you?
Yeah, man, I'm a little concerned that she might be cheating on me. Well, give you a little backstory. You know, we've been together for, you know, a little over a year. We have a 1-year-old daughter, and she's been acting a little different. You know, acting a little funny lately, and she's already in the type of business that's a little kind of shaky anyway. I mean, she's a dancer and a model, you know, that type of business.
Like a professional dancer?
Yes, she's a strip club.
Nah, not like that, but, you know, that concerns me a little bit. I'm not a jealous type of dude, but, you know, that business kind of concerns me a little bit. Now she's working out all the time. You know, got this personal trainer. She just, you know, been acting a little funny. So
is a personal trainer built like an action figure?
Of course he's, you know, he's fit. You know, that's what
he think
doing.
He hit? Hey, so.
Don't ask that. This man is hurting right now. What's the trainer's name?
You think he beating it up?
What'd you say?
What's the trainer's name?
He beating it up?
Would you stop doing that?
His name is Vic.
Vic, that sounds like
Slick Vic. Now, where did you meet your lady at?
I work at a woman's shoe store.
Uh-huh, like Al Bundy.
Tom McCann?
Yeah, so I
work at Tom McCann. No,
you know, I serviced her one time at the store, and she, you know, after that, we started talking, and, you know, one thing led to another.
What size shoe she wear?
She wears 6.
Oh, okay.
She got a little bitty foot. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say, you know what they say about women with big-ass feet?
What?
They're clowns.
Okay, anyway.
So what was the first thing that kind of made you suspicious that maybe something foul was running amok?
I know she got to stay fit for what she do, but, you know, first it was supposed to just be a few hours a week, you know, a few times out of the week. Mm-hmm. Now it's like all the time now. And
her and Vic.
This guy even come over to the house.
And you don't want to fight like him because he... Because he got muscle. He bigger than you. That's why you don't want to front him.
What are you shaped like, Vic? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you big. Corey, what do you look like?
That's what she been calling.
It's not the first time he's heard that.
I call.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
So everybody calling you. Yeah, so everybody calling you Vic. So she calling you Vic.
I
the old lady
Vic?
Calling
no.
you Vic. Yeah, you calling
no,
me.
No, I'm Corey.
Corey, what do you look like? That's really going to be honest with yourself and us.
I mean,
let's just keep it real. Are you a little stumpy?
No,
are you a little stumpy?
I'm in shape too. I work out. I don't do personal training.
Are you a little robust?
I'm a nice looking dude. You know, I'm in shape too. You know,
just a little bigger than.
Okay, don't make him feel bad.
Have you been still getting access to the VIP section? If you know what I mean.
I have, but it's different. It ain't like it's supposed to be from my perspective.
It kind of feel like somebody throwing a Winnie down the hallway.
Okay.
The lock has been tampered with.
Like this, I know. Corey, hold on, okay, sweetheart? We're going to try to get your girlfriend Diamond on the phone, and we're going to run something by her to
What's
see.
What's her name, Diamond?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that tells it right there.
Okay, if she's cheating or not. Hold on, Punkin, okay?
All right.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Ricky Smiley.